The United States is reeling after another deadly attack on its police force. Three officers and a suspect are confirmed dead. One of the injured police officers is in a critical condition. Police say the situation is no longer what they call active. The city was the scene of Black Lives Matter protests earlier this month after footage emerged of the black man Alton Sterling being shot dead by a white policeman. After treating government MPs to drinks at the lodge in Canberra last night, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull will today face some tension in his party room meeting. Mr Turnbull has promised to listen keenly to backbenchers' concerns about his plans to curb a range of superannuation tax concessions. Mr Turnbull will then announce his cabinet and is expected to promote some new faces to replace ministers who lost their seats. Turkish security forces have now detained 6,000 people suspected of involvement in the failed military coup over the weekend. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has vowed to purge state bodies of what he calls a virus that caused the revolt. French police have arrested two more people who allegedly have ties to the Tunisian man who drove a truck into a crowd in the French city of Nice. Six people are being held in connection with the killings. French media are reporting that the truck driver, Mohamed Bolel, researched his route before the attack. Meanwhile, funerals have begun for some of the 84 victims. The Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, says Australians should think very carefully about their need to travel overseas.
All Australians who are travelling overseas to exercise a high degree of caution.